Bava Basra, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Bavli, Daf Pei Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page, Mishnah Hey. Hashalech is Benoi Etzer Achen Voni, Umadadloi Beisa Shemen, Benothanle Saisa, Shobeis Hasluchis, Beivid Saisa, Achen Voni Chayev, Reviewed the Poite, Shamanas Kain, Shilchoi. Mishnah says if a person sent his son to a shopkeeper and he measured out an Issa amount of oil, and the son paid the money, if he broke the container and lost the money, the shopkeeper would be liable. Rav Yehuda exempts him because it was with this understanding that the father sent him. Umoidim chachomim leRav Yehuda bezman shasluchis biyad atinoik mardal achenvoni lasecha achenvoni pater. The chachomim agree though that when the container was still in the son's hands and the shopkeeper measured it out, the shopkeeper will be exempt. Hasitoin mekanech midoisa v'shoishim yoim uval habayis achas eshneim asar chodesh. A wholesaler has to clean his measures once in 30 days because they are used frequently. Many drops can stick to them, but a private seller has to clean them only once in 12 months. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Chilef HaDrom, Rav Shimon Gamliel says the opposite, means the wholesaler measures are used often so the drops rarely dry up and stick to the measures. Achinvoni, Mekaneches Midoisov, Pa'amim, Bashabbos, Umaches, Makaloisov, Pa'amachas, Bashabbos, Mekanech, Maznaim, Alkol, Mishkal, or Mishkal. The shopkeeper has to clean his measures twice a week, his weights once a week, and his scale after each use. Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mezra murim balach al biyovish ein asorech b'chayav lachriya loy tefach. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, when is this when he's selling liquids, but for solids he doesn't need to clean them. Hayashoykel loy ayin ba'ayin noisin loy gerumim echad la'asor balach v'echad la'esrim b'yovish. If he gave him the exact weight, which is the custom that they don't overweight, he also has to give him a tenth of a litre for every 10 litre of liquids and a 20th of a litre for every 20 litre of dry food bought. Mokum shnagu lamud bedaka, lo yamud begasa, begasa lo yamud bedaka. Where the custom is to measure with a small measure, one's not allowed to use a big measure because the buyer will then lose the excess of each unit measured. If it's to measure with a large measure, and that's the custom, one may not use a small measure because the seller will lose out. Limchoik lo yigdoish, ligdoish lo yimchoik. If the custom is to use a level measure, one may not use a heaped measure. If it's to use a heaped measure, he may not use a level measure. And the Gemara says, "Amar bi Abba bar Mamal ba'asiris chayav la'achriya loy tefach." Rabbi Abba Mamal says that when the Mishnah taught earlier that if he gave him the exact, he also has to give him a tenth of a liter for every 10 liter of liquids. It means a tenth of a liter from 10 liter, which is actually one hundredth for liquids. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Mozne sedek, avne sedek, mikan amru chachamim kol mitzvah shematan schar besida ein beisden muzhaim alea." The Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perk Yotes, in Pasuk Lamedvav, honest scales and honest stones measure shall be to you, and it implies a warning to you rather than to the Beis Din. Another verse says, though, about being careful with weights and measures. It says in Devarim, in Perek Chofei, in Pasuk Tesrov, in order that you shall lengthen your days on the land. The Chachamim taught from here that Beis Din don't involve themselves with any mitzvah that has a reward as its fringe benefit mentioned in the Torah. Yelecha, Manlecha, Angrimus, Alkach, Vatimah, Hachain. The Gemara asks the question, Beis Din are required to appoint an Angomus, one who supervises the measures, and that's what you say? And the answer, Amrabun, Barchia, Kinemas Nisan, Kalmitsa, Shematan, Schar, Besida, Ein Beis Din, Ne Noshin, Alea. Rabun Barchia answers, the Braisa should read, Beis Din are not punished for its transgression of a mitzvah that has a fringe benefit mentioned in the Torah.